there. It's the Library Talker, also known as the Library Lady. I'm Library Talker at Blogspot, at librarytalker.blogspot.com, and I'm the Library Lady on Podomatic, where this podcast is hosted. So today I found an intriguing cover in the library and was like, ooh, I have to try that. It's a middle grade novel called Me and Banksy by Tanya Lloyd. Is it Kai? Kiai? I'm not so excited. K-Y-I. Not quite sure how to say that name. But the cover is intriguing because it's looks like a spray-painted squirrel with googly eyes attached to it. So that and the fact that it's Banksy, I'm just like, I'm all in. So let's try this out. The premise of the story is our main character is Dominica. And Dominica has a kind of a scattered brain mom and a wealthy grandma, and grandma is paying for her to go to this exclusive prep school called Mitchell Academy, and the kids call it The Mitch. And so she's attending this school, and the principal of the school has gone way overboard with security, as in there's security cameras like freaking everywhere. And they're catching everything all the time. And the reasoning for it later on, you find out very late in the book why it's there. And it's kind of like, really? Doesn't make a lot of sense, but okay. But yeah, we've just got dozens and dozens of cameras all around the school, and they're picking up everything. So Dominica initially was one of the people who was like, yeah, no, that's good. Let's be secure. Let's keep everything safe. But it's obviously affecting things because, for example, the ethics teacher has decided, you know, after starting a unit on this kind of surveillance and everything, all of a sudden is like, nope, we're going to skip this unit and move on. So obviously people are watching. And one day a video comes out of one of her classmates picking her nose. And everybody's kind of complicit in the, oh my God, can you believe it? And she shouldn't have been doing that. And now she got caught on camera and ha ha, funny, funny. Another one is a boy who, his shirt is coming out through his fly. He didn't zip and his shirt's poking out and that kind of thing. But Dominica, again, is just one of the kids going, well, that's not really nice to share, but oh well. And then it comes out that she has a video, and she had gone to the library and had been very scattered that morning and had not realized she'd put her shirt on wrong. And so while she was in the library, she looked around, make sure the area was clear, and she took her shirt off, flipped it around, and put it back on again. And somebody had taken that. She had gotten caught on one of the security cameras doing that. Somebody had hacked in, gotten that video footage, edited it to look like and include music to make it look like it was almost pornographic in this. It's supposed to be a high school, but I swear it felt like upper elementary or middle school. So anyway, then that video gets out. Now she cares. At the same time that this has been going on, she had gotten her grandma, this, you know, wealthy woman, also gives her like a book every week to introduce her to new things. And she'd recently got a book about Banksy. And so she'd read about him and was just intrigued by him. And she does do art and painting and that kind of stuff. So she thinks about what he's trying to say and the messages that he's trying to do, including the CCTV graffiti that he had. Like, he didn't even get caught doing the graffiti. Wow. And so she just one day, you know, looks around, sees where the cameras are, and drives a little squirrel. And that little squirrel has a little message about the Panopticon. And the Panopticon is something that her grandmother had introduced her to, about basically a prison system, the theorized prison system where the guard is in the middle and all of the, the prison is a big circle. So the guards are in the middle of the thing and all of the prisons face the guard station. So at any time, any of the prisoners could be watched by a guard, no matter what. They can all be seen at any time. And so she's comparing this surveillance system to the Panopticon. Well, she starts adding more and more squirrels here and there, trying to make a point. Banksy, in the Banksy theme, she even starts making stencils so that she can draw her or paint her squirrels faster. And throughout this, she has two best friends who are supportive of her, and there's a possible little romance, which is kind of a sideline thing. And it's, again, the way the writing is, it feels like this is sixth or seventh grade, even though it's possibly eighth or ninth grade for the kids. And so there is this little romance thing, but it's like, oh, it's a cute little schoolgirl crushy type thing, not like a real romancy thing. And I think the author was trying to dive in and make a real thing, but it just didn't work because the voices were a little odd and the writing is a little, it's just younger. It skews younger. And so it has some valid points. It has some really great ideas to it. The principal's reaction to finding out that it was her security system is very hypocritical, you know, which not too surprising. How dare you say that my security system? So she wants more security, and she hires more security teams to come in and add more cameras and make it more secure with more passwords and protections and blah, blah, blah. And yet these 13-year-olds are hacking her system. It's like, I'm sure somewhere in there was an explanation of who did the actual hacking for her video and passed it along. I didn't quite understand it. I didn't quite understand all of the reasoning for it. It just was a little off that way. It had some really great moments, and I love the idea of the squirrels. Other people start getting involved in putting in, like, warped looking beavers around and other things, and people start putting those little paintings all over. So it's not just her, other people are getting involved, and she and her friends and a couple of other people end up doing this big thing at the end, this big art project to try and prove a point. And in the midst of it, oh well, the principal's been doing this other thing, and so it does come to a resolution. It's just not an organic resolution. It's kind of forced, like, oh wait, we need the principal to get her comeuppance. Let's figure out a way to get the principal out of there so it doesn't happen anymore. And it brings in something that was never mentioned before at the very end. So it does, yes, have problems. However, when it comes to cyberbullying and when it comes to those issues, and the people passing around the video, and even and the idea of once it's out there and you can't get rid of it, because even though they shut down the school's forum site where this video had been posted, by now it's been downloaded. And so even people are sharing it, all those videos, they're sharing them from phone to phone. They're handing their phone, they're showing them, they're, you know, it's a never ending thing. So she can never get rid of that video. It will always be out there. And so that point is very well made in that sense. Again, it struggles in some areas, but I think for middle school, this could be something to hand to students to go over, you know, this is what we're going into. The security world, this, you think you're keeping yourself safe, and, what that is, as well as the cyberbullying part of it. So the over reliance on security cameras and CCTV and people watching and making sure that you're safe, and the idea of, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, you shouldn't be worried about it, it's not a problem, it's only those people who are committing a crime or doing something wrong that this is, you know, so we're just stopping the bad people, we're not doing anything to the good people. Which, of course, the examples within this, picking your nose, you know, he gets his shirt stuck in his fly, and an honest attempt to change your clothes, because, you know, granted, she really should have gone to a bathroom or the gym to do that, but she looked around, there was nobody there, it should have been safe. So these things where you think you're safe and you think everything's fine, and it turns out people are watching you, and then they're sharing that and they're cyberbullying you. That part is a good message. It's a good message on the ethics of the security system. It's a good message on the social media and technology and where we're going and where we've been and what we're heading towards. That all is there. Again, it just struggles. Just in the sense of the ending was a kind of a little odd, and the again, the this whole thing with the principal was weird, and some of the stuff just didn't explain. And while, again, it was supposed to be aimed at young adults, it really is middle grade. So if you're, you know, a 15 or 16 year old and you're like, oh, let me read this, it's going to feel like, wait, this isn't for me. It's just young. So I think if the ages had been a little different, or if the writing had more fit into the ages that the author was aiming towards, then that would have been a better feeling all around. I think it would have meshed better. But again, good message, good messages, some interesting insights and ideas, and I love the references to Banksy. Lots of descriptions of his different things that he'd done, and the possibility, of course, that Banksy might be a female, and how did he, she get away with this, and how did they do what they do, and that kind of stuff. And then some explanations about things like the stencils and that kind of stuff to help make things go faster. I think all of that is really pretty cool. So it's a meh book. I mean, it's a take it or leave it book, but it does have some interesting ideas. So on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being avoid police line, do not cross, you're going to be wishing you know somebody was paying you for the hours that you lost in your life. 5 being this is the most amazing thing ever, yay. 2 is 3 is and 4 is this is an it's a take it or leave it book, and it's cute, and it has its moments, and the cover is awesome. So there is that, and some of the friendships are cool, but it just, the ending felt just a little flat, and, just a little unbelievable. So, again, Me and Banksy by Tanya Lloyd, I don't want to mess her name up, but it's K-Y-I, and it's it has its moments, so it's an it's a 3 out of 5. So if you have questions, comments, concerns, whatever, recommendations, I would love them. Please let me know. Again, you can reach me librarytalker.blogspot.com or librarylady on podomatic.com, where this is hosted. And I hope you guys have a really great day.